kavua here, around there's no heter, it's time to pull one out. We would not say, call the parish, move the parish, since you're pulling it out from its mokum kavius.
The Gemara says true, but the question the Gemara is now is like this. Elo, still, let's have an eighth in the Mishnah, Elo nichpishinu, like let's scatter them. The Naidi that make all this whole bunch of animals here, let them disperse, but let's do something, let's force them to scatter around. And therefore the Naaman now will say, call the Porsche, move the Porsche. As if to say the original Kvias will not be here. Like first they were all in one big corral, and the swan Chernisko went in there. So now let's do something there that all the animals run away, so there's no more Kvias. So then any animal we find later will say the Svarov, call the Porsche, move the Porsche. Rashi says, Yichavaisam, Shinedu, let them all move around, to will have a Kvua, there won't be a Kvua anymore. So the answer is no, and therefore the name of my question was, we'll say afterwards, call the parish, move the parish. Samara says, no, Omar Rav, I wrote like this. Hashtag the Yom Rabbonim. Ulay Nikrov, Gzeira, Shem Yavoyu, Yutkanim. Charles, you go to this in between. But Omar Rav, Gizh Rav, Gizh Rav, Omar Rav, Rashi Rav, Gizh Rav, Omar Rav, Omar Rav, Rav answers, Gzeira. Really, it's Gzeira, the reason why it doesn't open our mission, it's Gzeira with Rabbonim. Gzeira, Shem Yavoyu, Yutkanim, Rabbasachas, Vikuvu. Maybe 10 Kanim will come and bring 10 Kabonis from this corral at one time. Rashi says, Shem Yavar Yud Kanim Vasachat Yikavu. So Kosako that Havmin there is now, Kosako that Hashto, the Chayish were afraid, L'Shem maybe Achash Sheyichon. Echad Echad, if you take one, Ash Yishchatu Yud, until you shech 10 of them, V'heim Reiv, that would be Reiv of all the animals. Is Yavar Yud Kanim Yisiko Dimeim, so therefore, the shakar the call of ruba v'asachas. The yikul meichus isub ruba. That's the avmina. The avmina is that if you're some dispersed them all, so afraid maybe you're going to catch rove of the karbonis and you'll shecht rove them. And now the v'asachas, the kohen is going to make this recall on rove of the kahan, on rove of the karbonis. And since he's doing rove of them, so now we have to be afraid right now. Maybe one of these animals is the Shoran Iskol, is the Chatas HaMetzes. There's no din rov right now. So it's only Gzeira, the Gemara says. It's Gzeira, Shema, maybe, Yavoyu, Yud Kanim, Ten Kanim, will come here, for Vasachas Vikruvu. So Rashi explains like this, Shlema, the Havim in the Gemara before was, let's just pull out one, and we mark of it. Send the one to Benachshash. And that we said, you can't stand pull out one, because there's a Kvias. So the question now is, disperse the whole kvias, scatter them all over, and now let Kahana bring it. No, since they all scatter together, like, so they have to be afraid maybe rove with them will be caught at the same time, and they'll bring the dam that made the car crumble at the same time, so you don't have that of rove. Tumor says, oh, Malayu Mirabon the rover. So one of the rabbonim said that's rover. And the mayativ so, Megisa Asiro. Like, now that they're all in the same negus, in the same tray, in the same pot, you want to say it becomes trace, like, what kind of smell is this? In other words, the mice, what happened was, the oak vias was dispersed. All the animals were scattered away. So now every animal that you find, there's a heter. Each one you find one at a time, there's called the parish, ruba parish. So it was already chal heter on each animal. What are you afraid about? And maybe later the 10 kanim will come together and shechta together, and like put all the dab together in the same megas, in the same pot, and now make this recall. But what kind of swar is that? Since the heter was already chal, it's a swar. Once the heter is chal, it doesn't go away anymore. That shouldn't be achshash. So my answer is enechanami. And the rather, so my answer is no. Mishum achshash here is, Mishum Shem Yevoi Yud Kanav Avasachas. The Yichu, they're afraid maybe 10 Kanim will come together. And since they come together, so right now the Heter is not Chal. Like right now together they'll find 10 of them, and that, let's say, is Rav of the animals. So you have no Heter, call the Parish, remove the Parish, that's the Chshash. Not that they're afraid they'll find one at a time, they're afraid maybe they'll find 10 at a time, or they'll find Rav at one time, and again, that would be like the Kviyas, so they'd be in the Heter of Rav. That's all we're afraid about. And it should be the gifts of the Yichu of Basachas. So we'll take it all together. We have the gifts of Yichu B'Yasar Kanim. The Shita says, take it out though. The Teretz says, Mishrim Shem Yivor Yud Kanim V'Tachas, the Yichu V'Tachas. And they'll take all the Kabonis, Rav of the Kabonis, at one time. And therefore, since they take it all at one time again, there's no Din Rav, because it's back to its Kaviyas again. So that's the Gzer. The Mora still says, like, V'Tachas, Miyesher, it is Shah to do this, V'Tachas. Rashi says, "Vatakas mimishkakas means dishlay mizrika v'yaktara." I can understand this rika sadam and bring the emur miklameima vatakas. I will akicha, but to take the 10 animals, kivu and the kevshinu, since we scattered them all around, Evshua Tamsin, how is it possible to say you took them all together? That shouldn't be a chash. Say, Nehami, won't you tell me that if you find each one separately, once the Eter Rizchal does not go off, ever mind, what are you afraid about maybe later? Who make this Rika together, that shouldn't be a chash, like you said, because once the Heter was already chal, it should not go off. So again, we're back to Shver, why don't we have this Eitzah? Let's disperse the old corral here, and then there'll be a din of Rav, and everyone we find will be able to use it. So my answer is, Hello, my Rava, Mishum Kavua, the Gzeri is Mishum Kavua. Rashi says, Duma Osa Leminshach, Lemesvino Chad V'Chad, Kiloi Maidi. That is exactly, we don't want you to go and disperse the old corral, because even though maybe that would be heter, but we have to be afraid if you go to do that, maybe sometimes we'll think you're allowed to go down to the kriyas and just take one animal out of it. So it's exactly mishum kavuah not to let the heter go to disperse the old corral and then be samech on kol the parish, move the parish. So it's only exactly. Oh, my Rebbe says, hash to the yami rabbonim, leinakriv. Now that midrabbanim we say it's not bottle, there's no din called the parish, move the parish. You're not supposed to be makrivit. It's even in the case where the whole corral was dispersed. So really, it's the corral of called the parish, move the parish. Just midrabbanim we have gzera. We say no. So Rabbi says, what's going to be if attack happened? If it got dispersed? So asher the midrabbanim lemakriv, he makriv lemarti. You should know if you do bring it. The rabbanim said it's not real lakrova, and therefore it's not miratza. The korban is not kosher. Since now with the rabbanim we say there's no din bit of rave, that korov is no good, you're not supposed to bring this for a korban. Beisvei Rafuna by Yehuda l'Rava. So Rafuna by Yehuda has a question to Rava. It says Alechem in Mishnah Chinim that chatis shenisarvu b'yoyla, or else b'yoyla shenisarvu b'chatis. If a chatis soif got mixed up with an oyla soif, or an oyla seif got mixed up with a chatis, afilu achas b'ribuya, even if only one chatis seif got mixed up with a thousand other oyla seif, then as yimaisu kulam, you have to let them all die. And Rashi says, we're talking about oifas over here, the less takanta b'riya, there's no way to let them wait until they come a balmum, shei pidyin b'yif, if later comes a balmum, still there's no din pidyin b'yifas. See, if that's this halacha, that if one oif got mixed up with other oifas, they're not bottle brave, is kulam, you might say kulam. But it's not clear, we have a medvar mamurim, when was this said? Pa medvar mamurim, b'koyim nimlach. Only if the koyim comes to ask the shayla, he asks, am I allowed to use it or not? So then we tell him no. Ava b'koyim shen nimlach, but a koyim did not ask. And he just took this oif, and he brought it. Again, one chat, this oif, flew into a thousand oilas oif, so the koyim just took one of these oilas and brought it for carbon oil or safe. Halacha is, Abu Bakrain Shein Nimlach, Osim Lamala, if he made them Lamala, Machza Kosher, Machza Posel. Half of them are Kosher and half of them are Posel. Nimlach Lamato, let's say he brought all of them Lamato, Machza Kosher, Machza Posel. What about Achas Lamato of Yachas Lamala? He made one on top, one on bottom. So Shneim Sulim, both of them apostle. Shani Yom, because I say, Chatas Kreva Lamalo, V'yerla Kreva Lamato. You have to be afraid it was done the opposite way. So, Koponim, it says, if you did all of them on top, say, if it's kosher and if it's not, what's the pshat? Because half of them are oilless. So, what do you see? Even though V'yerla Chatchila, can I use them? The Rabbanu would tell you, no, the din is, Kulam Yemaisu, you're supposed to let them all die, since it's not Bota Baroi. So you have a mixture, you're not sure whether this oif is a chatis, or whether this oif is an oilom.
So look at Chilu, the law reads, Kulam Yimaisu. So it says that the Kohen forgot to ask, and he just went ahead and brought them, but the Eved, we say the Korban is kosher. So again, it sounds like Rava. So the Chura will be kosher in our Mishnah. The Gal Mishnah is Mashma, Kulam Yimaisu, there's no Eitzah. So the question is, why not? What would be Luyi Tsuya? Some of them got scattered around, and you found those, the Chura with the Eved, if you bring them, it should be kosher. So Gemara answers on Rava like this, and a Chanami, but Rava could answer you, that Rava will answer and say, Elo, ho command yoma balachayim nidochin, ho command yoma balachayim nidochin. That's the machlokes, where the balachay could be nidochinat. Now then a Chanami, bishas, there was a kriya there, bishas the Shor Niskol ran in to these other oilois, when it's kavua, it's nitcha, there's no din vitabroiv, right there, you cannot take it any one of them. So it was nitcha, it was not fit to be used for korban. What do you want to say later when it gets scattered and dispersed? Then the ones you find should go basarayv. And since you go basarayv, to the evidence if you bring it should be kosher. But I tell you, son of Machlokes, we have Yudin Rabbanan, Rashi says, in Gemara Yuma, where the say here, the Baal Chai, since at the time when it was all together in the same corral, the Kvias, there was no din vitabarayv there, then the lacha was, you're not going to use it. So since it was nitcha then, it remains nitcha, you can never use it. So that's another teretz in Rava, like even though later on maybe it should be a din vitabroiv, but since for the first time there was a psula kvua, that you cannot use these ice, you cannot use the animals, therefore once there was a time it was not usable, it's called nitcha. Even balachayim manidochim, they cannot be used anymore for korban. That's why Rava says, and Hashem, the Yom Rabbanim, Lenakriv, once the Rabbanim gave a psul, that you cannot use it, in Nikriv, even if you bring it, you should know Lemaratse, it's no good, because Balachayim Anidochim. Verse says, Haray Shchutim Dov, in the case where a Shchutim, the Kuliyal Manidochim, everybody agrees that an animal that had a Shchita done to it already, after its mace, everybody agrees that the locker is, it's Nidochim. And still it's now, not like this, Reb Lezer Weimel, in Korav HaRosh Shalachim Mehem, Yikrivu